Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Well, let me see.
Well, what?
Let me dig into the stupid archives and see what I... Oh, here we go. Wedding.
What you got?
Oh, did you just hear me? Did you hear me?
What?
Oh, with the W.
Oh, my God.
It.
Did you hear that? I said...
What?
Wedding. Wedding in Jamaica.
Well, you could be a good DJ.
Go on.
Wedding in Jamaica. Okay. All right. Let's get married. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello.
Hello. I'm trying to reach Ivan, please.
He's not in at the moment. This is Janice. Can I help you?
My name is Mark. I'm calling from a travel agency.
Oh, hey. How you doing?
I'm good. I actually have some information for him. He just finished paying his last payment as far as you all's trip. Now, you guys are getting married, going on a honeymoon. Is that right?
Right. Next month, April.
Well, congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Well, listen, I got your information for you, and I wanted to make sure the mailing address was correct so I could mail you guys flight tickets out, as well as a few forms and things like that, so you guys would be pretty much well taken care of.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay. Are you pretty excited about this?
Oh, I'm excited. Very excited. I can't tell you.
Okay, good. Well, I'll tell you what. In April, I tell you, Jamaica, Queens is going to be a great place. The snow will have burned off by then, and it'll be pretty much the summer coming around, you know?
Snow? Jamaica, Queens? No, we're going to Ocho Rios in Jamaica. You know, the islands, the water.
Wait.
There's no snow.
Okay, well, hang on. I've been working with Ivan on this for quite some time, and I actually have you guys booked to go to Jamaica, Queens.
No, there has to be some sort of mistake because we're going to Ocho Rios. So.
Okay, but that's not what I have. I mean, I have Jamaica, Queens. I have New York.
Okay. Well, I'm telling you, you're wrong. I don't know if you pulled up the wrong person.
No,
Ivan
and Janice, right?
I'm sorry?
Ivan and Janice, and you guys are going out the second weekend in April. Is that correct?
That's correct, but we're going to Ocho Rios.
No, I have you guys scheduled for Jamaica, Queens.
There's a problem then, because I'm not getting married there. Love New York, but I'm not getting married there. So what do we need to do?
I don't know what to do at this point right now, Ms. Janice.
I need you to figure that out, because I'm getting married next month.
And I understand I understand that, but I have worked diligently with your fiancé, so to speak, and... I got you guys scheduled for Jamaica, Queens. I have the hotels booked.
Apparently somebody dropped the ball. I know it was not Ivan. I know it was not him. Love New York, but that's not where I'm getting married.
I understand what you're saying now.
Okay.
I'm letting you know, because you're raising your voice at me. I'm letting you know that Ivan has scheduled this, and you guys are scheduled in Jamaica, Queens.
Okay. You don't let me know where I'm getting married. We've written you checks. So I need you to correct the problem, and I will continue to raise my voice until you or somebody at your, wherever you are, corrects the problem.
Listen,
I'm
ma'am.
Getting married in Ocho Rios. Rios.
Damn. I have scheduled you. Okay.
You're not gonna yell at me.
I'm gonna try.
You've already messed up my reservations, and now you're yelling at me?
No, I'm not yelling at you. I'm trying to keep my composure. Now,
okay,
I've been working with your fiance, and it's been
Jamaica,
Queens.
We're done. I need to talk to your superior. I'm sorry. We spent way too much money. I'm getting married next month. And you're calling and telling me that I need somebody else on the phone.
Okay.
You need to tell me where you are, because I'm going to come where are you? Hello?
If you give me a moment, I'm pulling up to see if I can get some flights out to Ocho Rios, okay?
Okay. I did not believe this. Last minute. Oh, I told him to go. Oh, my God.
Okay, ma'am, the flights are completely booked that week.
Need to make something
unless
happen.
Unless you want to get a private jet for $50,000 or $60,000, ma'am, there's no way I can get you in or out of Ocho Rios.
We've already paid you dollars. Make it happen. You need to make something happen, okay? I'm being nice. You don't want to talk to Ivan, so trust me, you need to make something happen. Get back on your little computer, call somebody else in the room.
I'll continue to sit here and try to be nice with you and tell you. You continue to raise your voice at me. Now you're using profanity at me. Your is going to Jamaica Queens.
Listen to me. It was your job to take care of transportation for us to get from the U.S. to Ocho Rios, from Ocho Rios to Montego Bay. However that's supposed to happen, you were supposed to handle it.
And I handled it. Your man said you guys were going to Jamaica, Queens, and that's what I took for. Now, maybe he said
Jamaica, Queens. We were very clear, and I know he was very clear. I'm being very clear right now. If you just listen to me, you have one job. How you screw that up, I do not know, but I need you to make it happen.
It's not going to happen. You're going to Jamaica, Queens. Maybe you are his queen, and he's taking you to Jamaica, but that's not how he said it.
Listen, you simple. I'm not getting married in New York. You understand me? Don't mention New York one more time in this conversation. I swear, do not mention New York.
Why am I not going to mention New York when that is the actual ticket I have you scheduled for?
Because you screwed that up and you can already correct it. Get on the computer and correct it. Figure it out. Your job is, listen to me, your job is from Ocho Rios to Montego Bay. Focus on that. Work it out. Make it happen.
Man, I'm not going to sit here and go back and forth with you, okay?
I need you, first of all, to stop yelling at me. What the kind of customer service do you people think this is? I asked you earlier in this conversation to get somebody else on the phone if you cannot help me. Now, what I need you to do is figure out how you going to get me from Ocho Rios to Montego Bay, and I'm not getting on a boat. Don't bring up boats. Don't bring up New York. I need you to work this out. Don't tell me where I'm going to spend my honeymoon.
You're going to spend your honeymoon in Jamaica, Queens, New York. Your fiance made a mistake. I'm not going to pay for the mistake, okay? And I don't have a flight available to put you on. How can we fix something like this?
Do you hear me? Are you listening to me?
I can't work it out. I've already told you there's nothing available. Can you get it through your idiotic head?
Did you just call me idiot? Look, I need you to get somebody else on this phone. I promise you I'm about to reach through this phone and snatch you up by your neck. Who the hell are you talking to me like this?
This is the kind of service you get when you make mistakes and don't know where the hell you want to go.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. And this podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
And we know exactly where we want to go, and you are not listening to me. Ocho Rios to Montego Bay. Do you understand?
I understand one thing. Here's something I need you to understand. Are you listening to me?
Yes, what?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your girlfriend, Cindy, who is your matron of honor.
This is not funny. This is not funny. I'm married this month. Oh, my God. My hands are shaking. Oh, my God. Do you know if I could have found you? Oh, my God. I'm going to kick her.
How stupid was it? On the scale of 1 to 10, on the stupidity scale, where do you place me?
Oh, you're always off the charts.
Oh, no. All right. 1 to 10, that ain't enough.
Off the Richter scale, okay?
Always.
Yes, I am.
Oh, man. King of pranks. That's why you are.
He's the king.
He is. All right, nephew. Well, thank you. That was funny.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.